You're listening to a bonus episode of the Jurassic Park Podcast. Enjoy.
If I don't innovate, somebody else will.
Due to technical difficulties, all our exhibits are now closed.
You are acting like we are engaged in some kind of mad science.
And Zara here is going to take great care of you until I'm done working tonight, okay?
Bigger. Scarier. Cooler, I believe, is the word that you use in your memo.
Any incidents?
Yeah, 6 kids in the lost and found, 28 down with heat stroke.
All of this exists because of me.
Just like taking a stroll through the woods 65 million years ago.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom here, and I thought today I would share my Fallen Kingdom experience. Basically, just seeing the film, what I thought the first time, and then going into my subsequent viewings as well, because I've now seen the film 3 times in total. So, the first time I saw the film, I wasn't really that sure of it. Took me a while to adjust to the new nature of this film. And as such, in our first dialogue that we're going to jump into in a second, where I saw the film with my friends Sonny and Joey, you'll hear that I wasn't really that sure coming out of the cinema, and I didn't really know what to think of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. So we're going to swap straight into that audio now. Hey everyone, it's Tom here. So I'm at home right now, getting ready to head up to London Waterloo, the IMAX theatre, to see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom for the first time. So I am really, really excited to be seeing this film. I'm going to be going with my good friend Raptor Chaser 17 and one of his friends. So it's going to be really, really cool getting to see the film with another Jurassic fan. I'm excited to see it. I've got certain expectations. I'm hoping it's going to go in a completely different direction to my expectations. And really, I'm hoping to just get immersed and indulged in some dinosaur action for a couple of hours. I'm really, really hopeful for this film and for where it takes the franchise. So I'm going to finish getting packed. I'm going to put all my gear together and I'm going to get ready to head up to London. So I will check in with you guys a little bit later on. Okay guys, so I've now made it into London and we're sat here at a lovely little restaurant called The Giraffe alongside the embankment. I'm here with Sonny. Do you want to say hi?
Hi guys.
And also Joey.
Hello.
And we are super excited to get going to see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. So it is not long to go at all now whatsoever. Me and Joey haven't seen it yet. Joey, you've not seen it, have you?
I haven't, no.
No, so we're going into it fresh. But Sonny, you've seen it, so I'm interested. What did you think?
It's very, very busy. It's really busy from the get-go. You can't really catch up from the story. But all I can just say, without any spoilers whatsoever, the cinematography is fantastic. Can't say enough about how great that cinematography is. J.A. Bayona's director was top-notch. All I could say is that it was better than Jurassic World. I don't want to ruin it for you guys, but yeah.
Please don't.
Okay, I'm not going to.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go into this fresh. So, we're going to sit, we're going to get some food, get some drinks, and then head over to the cinema and see it. So we'll check back in with you guys right before we're about to go in. Okay, guys, so we're now sitting just outside the BFI. So that's the British Film Institute, which is the biggest IMAX screen in the country, and it's where we're seeing Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. So I'm really, really excited for this film. It's interesting not doing it at midnight because obviously a lot of opinions and things have already come out, some of which have potentially swayed me a little bit, some of which I've not paid too much attention to. So it's kind of quite difficult going into it with a blank slate of mind, I suppose, but I'm eager to see how it meets up to my expectations, or if not, how it differs from them. So with that all said and done, guys, I'm going to cut it here because it is quite noisy out here, and we will catch up again, I suppose, after Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Okay, so we just saw Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and honestly, I'm not really sure what to think at the moment. I enjoyed the film, there were a lot of cool scenes in it, a lot of really interesting stuff that happened in it, but I'm really not that sure if it sits well with me or not. That sounds really weird to say, but I need to take time to make a judgment. A lot of cool stuff, a lot of rushed stuff, a lot of interesting references, But ultimately, I'm not really sure if it feels like a Jurassic film or just a action flick with dinosaurs. So I need to now go away, maybe have a chat with Joey and Sonny, which you'll hear in a second, and really mull away at my thoughts and decide what I think of this film. Okay, everyone, so we're now sitting outside after seeing the film. As I mentioned in the little bit I've just put in before this, I'm really not too sure what I think. I went into it really wanting to enjoy the film, so I'm not sure really if it lived up to my expectations. There were definitely a lot of cool components to it and a lot of really interesting sequences. The cinematography in this, you know, specifically was really, really well done. But I'm not sure if beyond that, if... As I was saying, sorry guys, I'm not really sure if beyond that, if there was anything that really stood out to me that much. It's definitely the kind of film where there's a lot packed into it, so I'm going to need a second viewing to kind of really digest some of what happened on screen and I suppose collate my thoughts more thoroughly. When I get in, I'm going to write up a rough review on what I'm thinking so far, what I liked, what I didn't like, and then hopefully I'll be able to add some weight to that. But obviously, as you guys know, I'm here with Joey and also Sonny. So, Joey, this was your first time seeing the film, so what did you think?
I actually really enjoyed it.
Cool.
As a movie, I thought it was brilliant. But, yeah, I loved it.
Good. Well, that's good. That's a lot more positive than what I've been coming up with. And then, Sonny, this is your second time seeing it, so what did you think?
Like I said before, cinematography, fantastic. Can't fault that cinematography. I still absolutely love the whole film itself. It is very, very busy, but I think it's such a great carry-on from Jurassic World. Like, I left Jurassic World thinking it wasn't all great. I kind of had a bit mixed bags for it. And coming in to watch Fallen Kingdom, I just absolutely loved it. I just want to know how they go on to the next step of this franchise, go and see the next movie, which happens in a couple of years' time.
Yeah, I think that's very much a good note to end it on. The film certainly leaves us in a place, without any spoilers, where we do question how we're going to move forwards, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see where the franchise does go next. I think there's definitely a lot of material to digest with Fallen Kingdom, a lot of interesting stuff that happens, and it's going to be interesting seeing discussions online in the coming months and really getting to talk to people and kind of pick apart this film and get to the very core of the film. With that all said and done, guys, we're going to finish up having a drink here, chat for a little bit, share our thoughts on the film, and then I'm going to be heading off to the train station to head home. So I'll check in with you guys one last time when I get in, and I'll tell you what I'm thinking once I've had my little train journey home to process some stuff. Yes, I'm going to go and get some ice cream. So guys, I'm going to head off. I'm probably going to phone Brad Jost and also Stephen Ray Morris, have a little chat with those guys, see what they thought, bounce some ideas off them, and we will go from there, guys. So I'll catch you in a little bit. As you guys can hear from that recording, the first time I saw Fallen Kingdom, I wasn't really that sure of it. However, the day afterwards, I went and saw it again by myself, collated my thoughts a little bit more, went into it with more of an open mind, and actually really, really enjoyed and embraced the direction that the new film is taking the franchise. Following on from that, I also had the opportunity to then go and see the film in London with Clayton Fioriti and Stephen Ray Morris. Now, I didn't get the opportunity to record with Clayton, mainly because I didn't want him to miss his flight back home, but I did get the chance to record with Stephen Ray Morris, and we actually went and sat in a park outside Buckingham Palace, which was really, really cool. We sat for a little bit, we spoke for a little bit, it was really, really fun. So we're going to jump into that audio now and hear what we were both thinking after our third viewing of the film. Okay, everyone, so hopefully if you've... Well, I've mucked up my intro already, but there you go, guys. This is kind of what you expect from my section, though. Hopefully you've already heard my initial reactions with Sonny and Joey. But now, today, I've got the opportunity to go and see the film again with Clayton Fioriti and also Stephen Ray Morris from See Jurassic Right. So me and Stephen are currently sitting outside Buckingham Palace in London. We're underneath a tree. It's raining, you know, typical British weather, but it's lovely. So, Stephen, what were your thoughts the first time you saw Fallen Kingdom?
I mean, this is still, I'm still like in awe of like that we're doing this here. It's just it just makes me think we could do this. Like, why are we always just podcasting from home? Like, why don't we just go somewhere? Extreme podcasting. But
let's make it a thing. Podcast right there.
Yeah. Well, what's so funny is that I had intended to go to London to see Fallen Kingdom. I was like, this is, you know, people sometimes travel across the country to go see a band, go to a music festival, different, you know, things like that. And so I was like, if I'm going to do that for one thing, I want to do it for Fallen Kingdom, because it does come out 2 weeks early. It came out 2 weeks early here. And so, but then the day before I leave, I got a last minute invite to a press screening back in Los Angeles. And I was like, well, I'm not going to say no to seeing it then. So I ended up seeing it that day at like 10 in the morning, and then the next day hopped on a plane to London and saw it again, you know, here. But after my first viewing, I was so swept up in it. I'm somebody who really, the first experience of seeing a movie is very valuable, because it is that where you were just discovering everything for the first time.
Yeah.
And so I think my initial reaction was, I just felt like it was such a love letter to people who love dinosaurs and are obsessed with dinosaurs. And it really is for respect for the childhood imagination of like, here are the dinosaurs I love, and here they are getting into these crazy situations, and it's all taken seriously. That in the world of Fallen Kingdom, everybody takes dinosaurs seriously. And that just felt so viscerally right to me that I think, you know, I'm somebody where I start to see the flaws after, you know, several screenings, but for me, it almost felt like vindication of like, I am justified for being obsessed with dinosaurs. Yeah. It really felt like this movie was like, no, you are correct in loving dinosaurs. And so I felt this very emotional, visceral reaction to watching the movie that I didn't, you know, and I don't necessarily want to sit here and like compare Jurassic World to Fallen Kingdom, but there was just such a, I texted a friend where I was just like, I got out of this movie like shaking. Like I was so moved by it in such a way that, you know, there were things I didn't like about it, but overall, the overall way it made me feel was like what I was really left with. And so that was kind of the first time I saw it, was that kind of, just that very visceral, raw. I was in a very visceral, raw place. It didn't help that I also hadn't been sleeping much the few nights before to get ready to go to London. So I was just in this very like,
oh man, I can imagine.
I was just in this very receptive place. I almost felt like in that moment you could have asked me to join a cult. I could have given all my money away to like a, you know, to some, you know, charity. You know, I would have probably said yes to anything, but. It just really hit me in such a very primal kind of way, the first time I saw it. Yeah.
That's good, sir. It sounds like the first experience was really positive. And obviously, you and your friend getting into the press screen, it must have been really cool. Did you get to see it with, like, many... I don't know.
What was with all... I didn't realize, but Perry Nemiroff was there, too.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, because they kind of shuffle everybody in and take your phones away and all this stuff. Yeah. So it was just like, huh? And it just... I wasn't even sure we were going to be... Again, because it was so last minute, I just, in my brain, I was like, at some point, they're going to, like, turn me away or it's just, I'm somebody who buys plane tickets to go to London a few months in advance because I really want to see this thing. I'm not used to being like, hey, do you want to go see this thing and come over? I mean, it wasn't that morning, but it certainly felt like such a last minute thing that I just wasn't sure it was going to happen. So I was totally... just shook by it because I wasn't prepared for it, you know.
I think sometimes it's nice though going into something unprepared, because then you kind of don't go in with any expectations.
Yes.
Whereas I suppose had you come over to London, you knew that was when your first showing was going to be, so you might have maybe gone into it with more expectations.
Yes, I agree. Well, I mean, I just remember now that you're saying this, like, I remember being so nervous before the screening that my friend Michelle Otto, she's a very funny comedian and performer, I felt like we both were like, would try to make small talk, but we were kind of both just like, just shut up. Let's just focus on this. Let's just not be nervous. Like, I just felt so nervous.
Yeah.
It was really weird. I'd never experienced going to a movie. It's seeing a movie. Like, a movie, there's nothing, the movie doesn't, it's not something that happens in real time. And so that I was like kind of nervous and like a little anxious about it. It was just so, just such a unique experience. Yeah. But again, because it was almost like, I don't know, it just was like, you know, it's like as if you're going on a date or something. You know what I mean? It just felt very much more in that kind of, I don't know what's going to happen kind of thing.
I think that's really cool, though. It's really awesome that you got the opportunity to do that and to go with so many members of the press.
No, I felt very lucky. And as far as the press screening goes, and I haven't been to many, but it seemed like everybody there was like very receptive of the movie.
Nice to hear. That's positive.
I mean, the fact that there were multiple people wearing Jurassic Park t-shirts, I was like, is that...
They enjoyed the film.
They all love Fallen Kingdom. But I just was like, all these people are wearing Jurassic Park shirts. Like, well, clearly they're primed and ready, you know, or something like that. But it was cool. And then, seeing it in London was just really special as well, too. I went with my friend Katie Snooks. She's, like, really cool. Beauty blogger and stuff. And so we just had the kind of, like, very classic, like, you know, we went to King's Cross, got a photo with Rexy, went, you know, grabbed a drink at the BFI IMAX and just really kind of like soaked it in. And it was cool seeing it in that way too.
Yeah.
You know, kind of the way I normally see movies, except it's in London, England.
It's slightly different.
But I'd been there before because when I lived here, I saw Deathly Hallows Part 1 at that theater.
Yeah.
So it wasn't my first time at that IMAX.
Oh, so that's cool. So you were familiar with it.
Yeah. Sure. It felt like, again...
You were coming home.
No, it really does. Like, this was the last place I lived, you know, the last kind of, you know, before L.A., it was living in London. So this was the last kind of major place I've lived. So kind of coming back here is like really felt like kind of coming home in a way.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really nice to hear. So obviously you touched on your showing with KTV and your second time seeing the film. And now today with me and Clayton, it makes your third time seeing the film. So I'm kind of wondering, because you mentioned obviously you see flaws the more you see films.
Yeah.
Have you seen any in Fallen Kingdom yet, or are you still very happy with the film as a whole?
I'm still very happy with it. It's so funny because I felt like there was this kind of almost meta self-aware moments when you and Clayton and I were all sitting together, because it's like there was the theater was like pretty empty as far as like, because we saw it pretty like first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And so you could tell that, you know, there was a handful of people who were just there casually seeing it. And then it was kind of all of us, like, with our, because it was his third time, too.
We were leaning forward on our chairs.
We were
so
just
often.
Like, we're like, wait, like, let's cover our ground. Like, let's, like, pay attention to the scene. Like, I felt like all of us had, like, a few observations that we were like, okay, now you guys pay attention. Tell me I'm not crazy. Did you see this here? Did you see this moment? What is the writing on this, on the DNA stand? You know, it's like we were all kind of, like, giving ourselves little homework assignments, because we were like, especially for Clayton and I, because we're not going to get a chance to see it again until the 21st.
See, that's crazy to just think about, because for me, for the next 2 weeks, I can run down and see the film anytime.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I suppose that means the time window in which I can see the film, just as it really comes out for you guys, it's going to be coming towards the end of its life here in the UK, which is quite interesting to think about.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I definitely think I see flaws and stuff. I think for me, you know, but I'm, you know, it's hard in some ways for me to pick out flaws because I feel like I don't know what the right word for it is. I feel like other people have to point out the flaws for me to notice them sometimes, because I feel like I so get swept up in the moment.
Yeah.
And so for me, I think, if anything, I think some of the big picture stuff that I think is a symptom of this being the fifth, you know, entry in the Jurassic Park franchise, is I think the world building, while necessary to creating, you know, longevity in this franchise, I think if you were doing this for the first time, you wouldn't do it this way.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, to me, that's kind of the clunkiest part of the whole movie is overall for me. I think, you know, I think this movie has great chemistry, great acting, great score. It's shot well, all those things. But I think it's just always going to be clunky, because you're introducing backstory for five movies in one movie now.
Yeah.
And so I think that for me, it's just never going to be perfect. It's always going to just be kind of awkward.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing with anything as well, isn't it? Like, with a lot of films, you do see people trying to add in backstory later on. So say, for example, with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we're meant to be getting a Black Widow solo film coming up. But trying to, like, go back and retroactively add things always doesn't quite fit with what's already established. So I think there's always that element of clunkiness and perhaps disparity it comes with that.
Yeah, no, I think so. And I think, you know, I'm always like, you know, well, I think the other thing that, and it's improved, but I still think the score doesn't quite, I mentioned this on like my, when I do like the Raptor reactions, like my like late breaking emergency episodes of See Jurassic Right, where I really feel like the score, even on this third viewing, I like the score, but I just don't feel like it rises to the occasion of the material.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I just think it's, I think in some ways, I think the Jurassic World score to me is actually better. Yeah. I think it's almost like more in Giacchino's wheelhouse.
I would, yeah. I think the Jurassic World score has a lot more of what kind of feels like the original score. And a lot of the kind of tones and things are similar. Whereas I feel like here, some of the darker tones perhaps lose some of the instrumental value that you expect from like a Jurassic soundtrack.
Yeah, and I just think there were these operatic elements of the movie that I really liked. And I almost wish that it was even more like that in the score realm, you know. Yeah. And I think it just didn't quite match the material for me.
Yeah,
so
I would agree with that.
I think those are kind of my the world building clunkiness, because like, again, when you do world building and it's Gandalf and you have Sir Ian McKellen doing your exposition dumps, they're always going to be fascinating and beautiful and interesting, and it's just harder in a movie. It's just harder in movies to ask that of movies. And so I just feel like for this movie, it's always going to have that kind of awkwardness. But I think it was ultimately necessary for the story they wanted to tell. So
yeah,
I think I'm fine with it, but it's just, to me, if I, you know, again, if we're listing all the features of this movie, that's definitely one that is not as the level of integration is not as good as the rest of the movie.
Yeah. I would agree with that. So, I suppose, obviously, as we've mentioned, to kind of wrap this up, you guys have still got the best to come with the film releasing in the States.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell everyone a little bit about the meetup you're organizing in Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah. Not only are we meeting up to see the film on the 21st at City Walk, which is Universal City Walk, which is where Universal Studios is. So for many listeners, that's where JP25 happened, and I know so many members of the Jurassic Park podcast couldn't make it out, and the video that you guys made
right now
the video that you guys made just like kind of like warmed my heart in such a way. It's like, you know, dressing up as Alan Grant and like washing the dishes and just like just everyone, it made me like, it kind of, I don't know, it like warmed my heart and made me sad at the same time, and I just hope that we get to do a real proper meetup one day with everybody. So that's where I'm going to see Fallen Kingdom. I'm going to see it. It's where I saw the 20th anniversary. It's where I saw the 25th anniversary of Jurassic Park. It's where I'm going to see Fallen Kingdom. So we're all getting together there. We're all going to go to Margaritaville, obviously, beforehand.
Yeah.
Celebrate the fall. Pour one out for Margaritaville.
Maybe go there afterwards if anyone's a bit emotional.
Yeah, exactly.
Need some support.
Yeah, and then on the 22nd, I'm hosting a live See Jurassic Right trivia night, photo booth, prizes, drink specials at a bar called Idle Hour in Los Angeles, North Hollywood, Burbank area. And it's going to just be kind of more of a celebration of the franchise, not only just the release of Fallen Kingdom, but just, we're all just going to get together and hang out and kind of make a mini JP25 event. You know, I think you know, it could be 5 of us, it could be 10 of us, it could be 50, they probably don't want 50 people, but because it's a small bar, but you know, just like a fun little intimate, you know, again, there's going to be trivia, prizes, you know, I don't know, you know, again, I'm going to record it. I don't know what it's going to sound like, but
yeah.
I think I just wanted to, again, because I'm so very lucky that I got to come out here to London to see it early, so I really wanted to do something special for when it comes out in the US as well. I think that was really important to me, and I'm really excited for it, so.
Awesome.
Yeah. If you're in LA, if you're in Los Angeles or Southern California, you know, come to Idle Hour on June 22nd. 7 p.m. is when the podcast kicks off, but happy hour is from like 3 to 6, so you're going to want to come early.
I swear that's longer
or 3
than
to
an
7
hour.
Or 3 to 7. It's 3 to 7, so you could come like right before the podcast starts. You know, come at 6 or come at, you know, 5:30 or something. And I don't know, it's going to be fun. I've never done a live event for See Jurassic Right, so I'm just curious to see how it goes.
Hopefully it goes really well. I know you've got a really awesome community around it.
Well,
so it should be good.
Thank you. Yeah, it's two listeners, Maddie and Faith, are coming, you know, they're kind of like the way that I traveled out here. They're coming from, you know, their respective places to come out to California to see the movie with us and go to the event and everything. Yeah. So I think it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, hopefully I will. And we'll be really excited to kind of listen back to everything from it. And I think it's just really nice that, as you were saying earlier, everyone, as this film comes out, is kind of bringing everyone else together and we're all getting to hang out with one another and just have a really good time. I mean, it really does feel like Jurassic June. It's been awesome.
Jurassic June, you guys did it.
Yeah.
You guys got it ingrained in our brains and we are celebrating.
You've done it. It's working. The hashtag's trending. It's
exactly.
Perfect.
They got the hashtag. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I think that's a nice note to leave it on. Thanks for taking the time to sit down and get rained on in this park.
Look, we're going to go... We're going to go hop the fence right now.
Watch Buckingham Palace?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's go. This is how it's going to end, guys. If you hear this, by some miracle, I am editing and distributing it from prison right now, which is exciting. Hopefully, I'll be out in time to see Jurassic World 3, but if not, just throw a copy over the gate for me, yeah? Cool. Perfect. Okay, everyone, so as you've hopefully heard from the past couple of audio clips, I've had a fantastic Jurassic experience. I've got to hang out with a lot of really, really cool people and see this new film, and it's been a really fun opportunity to bring loads of different people together. It's been fantastic, and honestly, my opinion on the film, you heard those initial clips, I wasn't that certain. Having seen it 3 times now, I can say I love it. I think that it is incredibly different to any Jurassic film we've seen before, but it needed to be. Crucially, you know, the Jurassic films we've seen in the past have been very magnificent and very awe-imposing, but I feel like you do need to take a slightly stronger tone, especially when you make the decision to now talk about consequences, which is essentially what Fallen Kingdom is doing. If you've seen it once and you weren't sure on it, I definitely suggest you go and see it again. It does take a hot moment to get used to kind of the new dynamic that is present within the film, but once you kind of accept that that is where the story is heading, it is a really enjoyable and well-crafted film. I think some of the standouts have to be J.A.'s use of his horror background to create some really imposing sequences, and also the way the side characters are built up. Zia and Franklin are fantastic, Daniela Pineda and... who is it who plays Franklin? Justice Smith, there we go. Sorry if you're listening, Justice, I completely forgot you for a second. No, you're probably not listening, but I want to cover my bases. But yeah, they do a fantastic job of bringing life to their characters and really building them up. So there's a lot of really good components in this film, and I definitely recommend you go and check it out, guys. I've had a fantastic experience hanging out with a lot of cool people this Jurassic June, and I hope that when the film releases when you are, it encourages you to do the same.
Make sure to visit JurassicParkPodcast.com to find all our past episodes, brand new news articles, information on how to contact us, and much more. It's a great source for everything related to the podcast, and of course, Jurassic Park and Jurassic World. Head to JurassicParkPodcast.com and help us build a great community.
Anybody hear that?
Five minutes. Drop what you're doing and leave now.